to episode 1082 of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com /down to dunk and get The Athletic for 30% off. I'm Luke. Joined this morning by Andrew.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Woo! Slam through.
Taylor and Taylor.
Hey, guys. What does a baby computer call his father?
What?
Data.
We just recorded about 5 minutes of podcast. My mic wasn't on.
3 minutes and 37 seconds.
There we go.
Whoa. But guess who's smart? Smart guy is me. I knew it and I figured
Did
it out.
Did you watch Smart Guy?
He's a smart guy.
What's the whole Smart Guy? Did Smart Guy take place in the same universe as Sister Sister?
Okay, this is what I'm confused on.
I think they were brother and sister in real life.
Well, they are, but I think they also appeared on each other's show.
I think you're right. Because that's why in my head I have the same question. But I do have memories of them being together.
Because Full House and Family Matters for sure took place in the same universe, because Steve Urkel came and hung out at the Full House.
Taj played a boy genius, TJ Henderson, who is a weekend SAT tutor that helped Tia and Tamara
boom, that's same it. Universe.
Davian and Dot on their SATs. He starts to help with their SATs with the luck on Tia.
With a what?
I don't know. That's just what I'm reading this verbatim from a sister fandom.com.
Fandom really needs to get in there and update that. Fandom's letting you down right now.
I bet that. What does that website look like? Does it look like it's from 99?
I bet it looks like that.
Yes, absolutely it does. Yeah.
sister fandom.
Same universe.
It's a sister sister subreddit.
Same universe.
There's got to be.
There has to be.
So, speaking of sister sister,
whoa,
the Thunder and the Rockets are kind of like sister sister tankers.
Sister sister tankers.
And they played each other Wednesday. The Thunder took care of business against the Rockets. Lou Dort was absolutely insane against the Rockets. They couldn't do anything to stop him. They put Jayson Tate on him. Didn't matter. He made threes. He got to the rim. He had that putback dunk. The Rockets generally don't seem interested in playing any defense whatsoever. They'll play one-on-one defense, but then if you do any sort of movement, any sort of set, you're going to score.
Yeah. Like, make like one or two screens and the floor is open, baby.
Yeah. And a team who has the worst, not the worst, but one of the like bottom three offense in the NBA, they made scoring look quite easy. They seem to be quite miserable from seeing them up close. But you look at the reverse standings, and the Houston Rockets are number one in the reverse standings, 1-14, on pace to win 5 games this season, which would be the worst team in NBA history. And the Thunder are currently ninth in the reverse standings, fighting for a play-in spot early on this season. 6-8 need to jump a lot of teams: Minnesota, Sacramento, Indiana, Detroit, Orlando, San Antonio, and New Orleans. My guess is that they will jump several of those teams in the reverse standings by the end of the season. Indiana for sure. New Orleans, I think, will eventually get their team back together and be better than this. I mean, they're 2-14.
Yeah, I mean, they will be better than this. But 2-14 is a pretty deep hole to climb out of already.
Yeah.
You know, 12 games?
They can... I'm not saying they're going to get to 500. They're not getting
What are you thinking that the Thunder will finish at?
I think they'll be like third or fourth.
Third or fourth? Okay. So they're going to be better than Houston?
They'll be better than Houston.
Better than Orlando?
Probably better than Orlando. Probably better than
Detroit. When you say that,
because you've been talking about reverse standings and jumping them, but talking about going backwards. So are you talking about being better than them, that they'll do worse than them? I'm just a little confused.
This is very confusing, actually, yeah, the way is. That we're talking yes. about this.
So I think they'll finish third or fourth.
As being the third or fourth worst team.
Yes.
Okay.
Behind Houston, Orlando.
Which this Detroit. Season is best. Which means third or fourth best teams.
Okay. Okay.
So when we say we're better than them,
we're better at being worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Just then we were saying we'll be better than them at being good, and that is who will be better than us as in the worst standings.
Upcoming games for the Thunder.
What we need to do is put together just a real stink of a month where we lose every game like we did last season. That's what we need.
You know what we need is some plantar fasciitis. Well, acting up.
They've got Milwaukee, Boston, Atlanta, Utah, Washington coming up.
Ooh, that's looking yucky. But you know what?
And also, Mark, not going to be on this road trip.
Mark.
How important is Mark? Let's see.
I saw a tweet, I think, or something, said like, who's going to be coaching while he stays home with his pregnant wife of 9 months?
Yeah.
It's like, why can't they just say like, he's about to have a baby.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they just keep, like, real specific. His pregnant wife of 9 months.
It's I wonder if it's just being sensitive to you don't want to assume that the outcome. Yeah. So just say pregnant wife of 9 months.
I guess. I don't know. It is kind of a weird way. I was like, huh? Dave Bliss will be coaching the team, which is fun.
Oh, sounds like a week of bliss coming up, Thunder fans.
And I think we need a nice little 0-3 road trip for Dave Bliss to bring some bliss to this Thunder team.
Bliss this miss. God bliss this miss.
I'm calling it. We're going to win all three games. I'm calling it right okay, now.
All right.
I will bliss myself if we do that.
I like that. I like that call, L-Man. L-Man, I've got some Dort cues there.
Dort cues, having fun, talking about Mr. Dort, who's number one. Dort cues, our first Dort cue comes from at HPFouts33, who wants to know, what is a reasonable extension for Dort this offseason?
Dort.
That's a really interesting question right now because he's had five games in a row of 20 plus. He just had a 34 point game. I mean, is 4 years 80 insane?
No. Okay. We have to, it's insane based on what? It's not insane based on the last five games.
I mean, definitely not based on the last five games. It might be an underpay based on the last five games.
But if he's this kind of defender, and also this kind of offensive player. Let's take 80% of this kind of offensive player, okay?
It's a good player. So,
yeah, I mean, 15, 16 points per game.
He's at 17 points per game right now on the season.
Yeah, that which is saying something because the start of the season was not good for him.
No. He is currently in his draft class, which he's not really in the draft class because he wasn't drafted. He'd be fifth in scoring this season.
Wow.
For the draft class.
That's wild.
That is so weird to consider.
Yeah.
That might be real.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it's 14 points per game. And his 3-point percentage is still pretty bad.
It's still like 29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even just having a guy that can defend the way he defends, one of the top defenders in the league.
He's 63% in the restricted area this season. He's 42 of 66 when he's basically at the rim. That's better. The only guys that are doing better is Mike Muscala, who's 8 of 10, and Isaiah Roby, who's 8 of 11.
Wow. You said he's taken 60-plus shots?
66. It's the most on the team. Shea's taken 64. Shea's 59%.
I love that for you and Alex, who talked about how bad he was at finishing at the rim that one podcast, and then it was just boom, take off Dort.
Well, he heard it. He heard his feelings, and he said, I'm gonna work on that.
All right, that's what I've been waiting on.
He listened and he was like, what?
Thunder's like, 1.5 million per year? Yes, of course. That's not enough motivation. These right. guys on the podcast.
Are you guys ready for Dort Q number two?
Yeah, Teo's 2 of 6 from restricted area.
Oh, yikes.
Dort Q number two. We're talking about Lou Dort and you cannot have the blues. Dort Q number two from at I am Kefbot. Kefbot, who wants to know, is it time to sell high on Dort? If so, which team needs him the most? Which team chases him the hardest? And who could give up the most in a Dort deal? He does not want him gone, by the way.
Yeah. It's an interesting question. They're not going to trade him, but a team that could use him the most. I mean, a contender, number one. I mean, the Lakers could use Dort badly. Mm-hmm. Like, they miss Alex Caruso a lot.
Yeah.
And Dort is, like, super Alex Caruso.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Alex Caruso's got the... Alex Caruso has, like, fan hype behind him.
And Dort doesn't?
He has Thunder fan hype.
His name is Dort.
He has Thunder fan hype.
If he was on the Lakers and doing this...
If he was on the Lakers, he would be big time.
Yeah. They just got THT back. So perhaps... I don't know what Lakers fans think about that. But that's one team. They don't really have a lot to give up. I mean, they have no young assets. Like, THT would be the guy, but like, I don't think you're trading THT for Dort. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
If the Thunder end up, I know you don't believe that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
If the Thunder truly do end up being too good to tank by the end of the year, and we just have to accept it, then you should just pay Dort. And just, okay, we're just going to be good.
They're going to pay him. I think they're going to pay him anyways.
Yeah. They're going to pay him anyways, but I'm just thinking about trading him and selling high on these players to like stay bad feels like a backward step.
Yeah. The Mavs? What doing.
Trading?
Mavs? The Mavs could use him.
Oh, well, then hell yeah.
Straight up for Moses Brown?
Straight up.
Works in the trade machine.
No.
I mean, if you're a contender, anybody could use Dort.
Everybody wants him. No one can have him.
I think that's true. The Nuggets.
We'd be crazy. A great one. I think we'd be crazy.
Who would the Nuggets trade back?
Bol Bol and Bones Highland.
Oh. Deal. Okay, you've talked into it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Dort Q number three.
God, Bol Bol and Poku on the court together is an absolute sideshow.
It'd be a treat.
Hey guys, Dort Q number three comes from Thoughtboy Slim, who wants to know, is Dort's recent scoring outburst more of a product of development or more of someone has to score the points?
So he's not taking a crazy amount of shots. You know, that's where you kind of look at the situation and think, okay, like someone's going to have to score. And they're winning. And he's doing it with Shea on the court and Josh on the court. I think he's just kind of filling in the gaps. Whenever defenses collapse on those two, like he's filling in the gaps for the team. And I do think that there is an element of if there was one more like elite score, like Lou Dort's not taking 13 shots a game, he's maybe taking 10. So there may be some inflation of his numbers, but I think there is development within it too. So I think the answer is like, it's definitely both.
Both.
But I mean, you just look at the restricted numbers that I read. I think that's a huge indicator that he is getting better. He's a lot better than he was last year offensively.
This is all, I think, just so exciting for Lou Dort, the person. Yeah. Undrafted.
Yeah.
To hear, I mean, we're talking about like any contender would want him and would need a guy like him.
Definitely.
It's just so cool. I'm glad it's happening to us because if it was like on, you know, another team, if it was happening on like the Magic, I'd be like, I don't care at all. I don't even know who that person is.
Right.
But like we get to see it and It's awesome. Like a cool thing for
raise
us.
Raise a
like
glass. Let's raise a glass.
To. Hold on.
You have a glass.
Oh, right. Yeah. You actually have one. I'm holding up my Snickers.
Raise a glass to Dort.
Pink. Yeah.
Good job, Dort the
here,
man.
Here.
This is to Dort the man.
The man.
The thing about Dort, though, and about going back to trading him, the minute you trade him, and then you get another good player, you're looking for a player just like him.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
why exactly. would you trade him?
Oh, yeah.
You got to keep him.
Future.
Starting level player. You know, they've had these shooting guards throughout the years.
They sure have.
Tabo, Robertson, Ferguson, these guys that great defenders, but cannot put the ball on the floor, can't do anything, scared to shoot threes at times. I mean, they had to pull Tabo in his like last year with the Thunder out of the starting lineup because he was so bad.
Yeah.
Like Dort's not like those guys, but he is the elite defender that those guys are. It's like he's the guy that we've been looking for all these years, right?
Yes. And you've been saying a contender would love him. Isn't that the goal here, boys?
That's what we want.
Aren't we trying to be a contender?
Yes. And also,
then we love him.
You know how old he is?
22.
He's 22. He's young.
He's young.
If I remember from your interview with him, he doesn't know about that Reddit loves him so much.
He does now.
Because you told him. But does that really mean he knows or he just hasn't, like, he has not seen it? Like,
when I ask him, when I ask him about it, he gets the biggest smile on his face that you've ever seen in your life. He tries to be real serious and he, like, tries to hold it back. Like, he's really, like, really, really pressing his lips down really hard, but he just can't hold it back.
He can't help it.
He just gets so excited.
He starts turning into the Joker.
He really... He loves it so much.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's the best. It's the very best. So, all right. I had to have a devoted Dort section here because he's been that good.
He has been.
He's been the best player on the
team. Pay that man.
Just pay him. I think $20 million a year is probably about right for the kind of player that he is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would...
Anything below that, I think, is a steal, which they might because
they've already stolen him right now. He's on a stolen contract.
It's stolen.
But now you got to like, okay, we got to make up for it a little bit.
Pay the man.
Pay the man.
Yeah.
You know what? 40 a year. You know what? 60 a year.
What are you doing?
You know what?
We're breaking salary cap rules in order to pay Dort.
Whatever LeBron's is, double it. Done. Out the door, signed, sealed, delivered, COB.
Okay, let's
end of day.
Let's move on to Taylor's factoid of victory. Victory.
Taylor's factoid, victory, victory. Taylor's factoid, victory, victory.
Hello, welcome to Tayshaun's Factoid Fickery Dictory. Tayshaun's a widow sad today because he doesn't know if he's being a good dada. So he needs a widow bit of help.
Wow.
From the L-Mans. What did we call it again?
L-Man the Wise.
L-Man the Wise.
Yes.
Dojo.
Come and... sup at the fountain of knowledge. That's the L man.
Wook, may I sup at the fountain?
Please stop talking in the baby voice.
Okay. All right. Here's the deal. I'm actually a real father of a child, of a daughter.
I know. I think about it often and it frightens me.
Yeah. What frightens me is I come to you for advice.
No.
But I need advice.
It's your one good fatherly instinct coming to me.
Okay. Here's the issue. She has begun. She now makes decisions.
Okay, good.
Like a lot of decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows how to talk a little bit now. She knows how to communicate.
Okay.
So now, but she also, when I'm home, she wants me to be everywhere that she is. Mm-hmm. So I can't even go make a coffee.
Uh-huh.
I can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Can't do any of this.
Okay.
So how do I tell her, you know, like, hey, how do I deal with this? I don't know. Do you kind of understand my issue here?
So she's making choices, correct?
Yes.
Is she making... I think you should encourage her to make bigger choices. Does she have a career path?
Oh, she might be bored.
She might be bored. You need to give her a career path, and you need to... do what do you think her career path is right now?
Huh.
As a one year,
yeah, 6 month baby. What is she showing? I don't know. Something like a... is an epistemologist something?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. What is that?
I don't know. It came to my head.
What?
I think she could be that.
What is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm... I don't... We're going to see, aren't we?
A pig, if it's just thumbologist?
No, a epistemologist? An epistemologist?
I don't know what that is. You need to...
I don't know either. I think it's just, you know, it's a fatherly thing that, like, you asked me, what is my daughter going to be? I thought about her. That was, boom, that was a word that came to my mind.
I'm going to say that means that she does appendectomies.
No, not an appendectomologist. An epistemologist.
Okay, I'm still going to say that's what it is. So you need to start... She's bored because she's... You have not given her anything related to her hobbies, which is epistemology. And so you should give her...
I need
her,
to make the career.
So you need to get her Operation the Board Game.
Okay.
So she can work on operating.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little baby doctor tools.
Huh.
That's it.
Very cool.
And then guess what? She's going to forget about you.
I would...
You're going to be the least interesting thing.
Yeah,
in
the house. Then I'll be regretting this.
Yeah, you're going to come with a very different question to me in about two or 3 weeks.
I'll be like, hey,
why won't my baby pay attention to me?
Why won't my baby stop epectoming?
It's something with being a dentist.
Really?
Huh.
Guys, here's... I don't know if I've done this on Deep Dive, but I know I've talked to guys about it, but I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast. Here's what happened. Years ago, a wizard or a witch blessed or cursed a person in Hollywood, and his name was Will Smith. They said, you will be famous, but in exchange for that fame, you're going to cut in the year 2021. You're going to come out every week, it seems like, with the most embarrassing facts about your life. And no one's going... You're just going to be compelled to do this. And if you want to be famous, he said, yeah, I'll take the fame. He did it. Every week, this... My news feed just comes up with the most insane Will Smith stuff.
Yeah.
This week, this was a news article that came up. Will Smith says Fresh Prince co-star Karen Parsons, who played... his cousin that was like the news reporter, Hillary,
yeah,
refused to go on a date with him.
Mm.
This is 20 years after the show is on, and this is relevant to anyone, anywhere on the planet. And then the other ones that I've seen is that Will Smith wanted to kill his father. That's the only thing I saw about the headline. Will Smith thought about killing his father. 2. 3, he did a weight loss program and he had thoughts of self-harm because of his weight gain or doing the weight loss program. 3, 4, 4, he did a movie in like 1992 where he did method acting and as a result of that fell in love with Stalker Channing.
What's Stalker Channing?
She was in Greece. She's an old actress.
Oh.
Fell in love with her because he was method acting and his character was in love with her. Who is asking Will Smith these things and why is he saying them?
He is... This is self-sabotage on a level I've never seen before. I told you that.
That's Rizzo.
Rizzo. Yeah, she was Rizzo. Uh-huh. In Greece.
Oh.
Stalker Channing. And then him... it's just very strange. And if I were him, he needs to rethink that deal with the witch.
It's not looking good.
It's weird. It's weird. And it's just like every week a new Will Smith thing. Who's doing this to him?
He is. Will Smith is doing this to
Will Smith.
Well,
I think, because then the other thing is like his wife has like a Facebook talk show.
Yeah.
And like once a month she'll be like, me and Will aren't really in love. like me and Will sometimes date other people. We let each other do that. It's like, stop talking about yourselves. Stop it. You don't have to be on a television show talking about
like,
stuff.
It'll be like Will's on the show and she'll be like, do you remember those 7 years where we absolutely hated each other? Dude, and we regretted having children. Do you remember those?
It's weird. I don't like it and it's weird and I want to stop seeing it, but I just want to draw. I don't want to do this alone.
Yeah. No, I hear you. There's a headline from the Independent. Will Smith fans urge actor to spare us the details after saying he fell in love with stalker Channing.
Yeah. Like that happened in 1992. Let it go.
Yeah. You gotta let it go, bro.
You know, your co-star,
he's a terrible therapist. I'll tell you that.
I think we're his therapist. He didn't get to go on a date with his co-star in 1995.
And he's just talking about
talk about it in 2021.
Zip it.
Zip it good.
It's weird. Hey, you thinking about killing your father. Keep it to yourself.
Hey, zip it, Will.
All right. We're going to zip it for a minute so we can have a few ad sponsors. Then we'll do some DQs. And we're back from the quick break. And it's time for some
Twitter questions.
Our first Twitter question comes from at ThunderGuy69. Nice. Who wants to know, with Coach Mark unavailable for the next few games, who of the FryPod crew would make for the best coach of the Thunder? Excluding Andrew, obviously, LOL. Can't be the Thunder coach.
That's disappointing.
I don't know.
I think now that they wear pullovers, I think it's got to be L-Man.
Yeah.
This is a new one.
I love that.
It's really
Patagonia.
Nice.
Warm.
It's very
warm.
Nice.
Warm.
Where'd you get it? Did you get REI?
This is the thing. I got it at Stillwater. Where did I get it? Online. At online on Patagonia.com.
Wow.
Here's the thing. If I were the coach, I would guarantee 3 losses.
Yeah.
Mm. And I would guarantee that I would receive 3 technical fouls.
Mm. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Wow. So what are you doing there? You're letting the players know that you're going to fight for them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You got to show that early.
But also you're letting them know, we're going
to
lose.
You have to try pretty hard to get a tech. I'll say that. Because there's been times where I thought Mark was going to get one.
And he didn't.
And he hasn't.
Mm.
You have to like really go berserk.
Oh, that's what I'm bringing to the table.
You really do.
Berserk. I'm ready.
The last game,
Luke, every time,
game. Yeah,
every time Luke gets a technical, it's because he's ripping his shirt off.
No, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be throwing
the chair
chairs onto the court.
I mean, you're just gonna
Bobby
get,
Knight.
You will just get thrown out. Like you will just be banned.
Dude, you'd be a legend.
But I'm gonna do
though.
It at the end of game, so I'm getting thrown out like 30 seconds left.
Yeah, they may not allow you back. Is what I'm saying.
No, they're gonna allow me back. They're gonna let
they
him
have
back.
To.
He would get suspended.
Yeah, he's the coach. Have some respect.
I'm not gonna have much respect from the players. That's also. But I'm gonna have a clipboard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear a suit and a tie.
Oh, really?
No one else is wearing a suit and a tie.
I am. I'm gonna get really sweaty.
You don't want to wear the pullover. That's why I hired you.
Well, I might do a tie, but pullover, pullover. The other thing, I've been on the court now. With the Thunder.
Yeah.
It's hot. The lights on the court, it's hot. I don't need a pullover.
You have to wear long sleeves.
Wear a suit.
I'm just saying, no one wears suits anymore.
I'm kind of a more classic coach. Okay. Clipboard.
I'm just saying, like, I hired you for the pullover.
This is like why the Bucks drafted Andrew Bogut. Because he dressed up and had a nice presentation.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we're going to draft you. You're only being hired because...
Because you look good in a pullover.
I'm zigging.
You look good on camera, baby.
I'm zigging when you think I'm going to zag. And that's what I'm going to do as a coach.
No, I thought you were gonna zig.
I'm zagging. I'm zagging.
Well, then you're not hired.
I'm zagging. Already hired.
Bob Zagat.
Okay, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from at Mr. Colm Cowley. wants to know the way the Rockets are going. How optimistic are you about their picks?
How optimistic are you about their picks?
You've got to be pretty optimistic.
I'm pretty optimistic. They are a long way away from being a good basketball team. It's difficult to even squint to see when they could be good again. Now, Jalen Green could improve a lot. The dude's got a long, long way to go to being a winning basketball player. I mean, a really, really long way. Longer than most guys that were picked in like the, even the top like seven.
Even when you watch Cade, who
Cade's a winner, man. I mean, you just watch
Cade. He's been better recently.
Go watch him for 5 minutes and you know that he's a winner.
You should be the coach. That was such a coach thing to say.
What?
He's a winner. Go watch him for 5 minutes and you can see he's a winner. You're the coach of the Thunder.
I'm the coach. Give me the pullover. I'm pulling it over. No, I think they're a long ways away. And if they hit on this next draft pick and he is like a franchise cornerstone, maybe this gets accelerated. But there's no like cultural foundation there.
I was just going to ask.
Houston at all.
What is Rockets culture right now? Maury's gone. Harden's gone.
It is a blank slate of nothingness currently. I mean, they're not doing anything. Like the offensively, defensively, they're not doing anything. There's no accountability. There's no nothing. Yeah. They're not playing the right guys. If you're going to do this, like no accountability, let's just go and just willy-nilly play the game. Play Şengün 30 minutes in that game and see if he can do something rather than just playing him for 5 minutes because you want to play Daniel Theis. You're about to lose to the Thunder and you want to play Daniel Theis? Okay.
But they do want to lose to the Thunder. They do want to be bad and get a good
Yeah, but they would have still lost to the Thunder with Şengün.
I don't know. He's very good.
No, but you play...
They're not holding back.
Yeah,
they're holding back. They're holding back.
It's... I don't know.
Boo, they suck.
They suck mage.
Let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from at Zach Deeg, who says, keeping preseason expectations in mind, who are you more impressed by so far, Giddy or JRE?
Definitely Giddy still.
Yeah, I think still Josh. Because on defense, he's been a lot better than I thought he could be this season. And he is very willing to take shots. Like, he doesn't hold back. When he's open from three, he's taking it.
Yeah.
When he finds a shot in the mid-range, he's taking it. When he finds a window to drive, he's taking it. He's not holding back at all, which is impressive. Also, JRE's been very good, too.
He's been very good. But JRE, Josh, it feels like the ceiling, the potential can be pretty great. JRE, it's like, okay, great. We have this solid dude who's just going to hit his shots, his open shots, play solid defense, better than solid defense at times. That defense against James Harden the other night was crazy.
Yeah, for that one possession, very impressive. He can move his feet on the perimeter. He's strong enough.
He's a guy who can switch. You're going to be able to depend on him to do whatever you need him to do.
Yeah. Mark talked a lot about him after the game the other night. And just how impressed he's been at how big he can play. Because like Jeremiah's not a huge guy.
Yeah, what is he, 4'10", 4'11"?
he's a legal midget. No, he's 6'9", 230, but they're playing him at five. Like, just straight up playing him at five. And that's a big deal that they can already trust him. And like, they win games when he's starting at five. So he's a nice piece moving forward. There's a lot of excitement about him around the team.
It does help when
he plays.
You're playing like such big guards too.
Yeah.
Like you can play him at center and not worry too much about rebounds when your guards are pretty big and hang back trying to get that rebound too.
Yeah. And he's shooting threes because we've had, everybody wants to talk about Nick Collison when we talk about him, but this is like the modern Nick Collison. You know, he's taken 39 threes in 14 games, and he's shooting 36%.
Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah. I mean, that's significant. If he can be a reliable three-point shooter, defend bigs, and switch out onto the perimeter, make good passes, make good reads, like, it's a heck of a pick in the second round.
For real. Second round, hitting a good defender, solid guy. Maybe he's a better passer than we've been able to see so far. Shades of Draymond Green.
He works out with Draymond in the offseason.
Shades.
Shades of Draymond Green.
Shades of Green.
Shades of Green.
Hey, guys. Let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from at Medicine Clam, who wants to know the most overrated Thanksgiving food.
Cranberry sauce.
Is it rated that high?
Yeah. Cranberry sauce doesn't even make my plate.
Okay.
Properly rated.
If it's on, why is it at every single Thanksgiving then?
Tradition.
Tradition.
Tradition, but, overrated.
But everyone knows it's bad, I think.
I like it.
Oh. All right. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, it's properly rated. No one's like, oh, I can't wait for Thanksgiving for the cranberry sauce.
Here's my overrated one. People talk about this like it's
I know what you're
like
about
it's
to say.
Top thing. Green bean casserole.
It's
overrated.
Yeah, it's way overrated.
It's, if people talk about it like it's,
I'm
like
gonna flip
a
out
top thing
it's
on their
out
plate.
Of this world overrated.
I'm going to flip out.
People make a thing. It's not a thing. No one really likes it. You like a lot of other things on your plate more.
Dude, yeah. I'm not even kidding you. Green bean casserole, I will have an extra one made and eat that for a week for
That's
lunch.
Wild. That's
this is
wild.
Why, this is exactly
That's
why it's
wild.
Overrated because it's, of people like Taylor.
Yeah.
It's underrated because of people like you.
No, it's properly rated. Properly
no.
rated.
Name I have, a better casserole, holiday casserole.
I don't love the casseroles. The corn casserole, don't love it. Green bean casserole, don't love it. The casseroles in general, I'm not wild about.
Do you think is stuffing a casserole?
No.
Depending on how you make it?
No. It is not a casserole.
Is jerky?
No. It does not have the word casserole in the name.
You know what's pretty good though? Like a potato, like scalloped potatoes. That's a casserole, right?
No, it's not.
Scalloped potatoes? Yeah, I think it's a casserole.
What makes it a casserole?
It has to have in a casserole dish.
It has to have the word casserole in the. I don't even know what that means. Like what qualifies it as? But I know it is has to say casserole.
I think it's one of those things. You know it when you see it. When I see scalloped potatoes come out of the oven, I think, can't wait for that casserole.
Wrong.
Sweet potato casserole with marshmallows.
I don't like
overrated.
That.
Overrated.
I don't like that either.
Don't eat dessert. There's plenty of desserts at Thanksgiving. We don't need that.
Is that even a dessert?
It's a dessert that people say is you eat it with your turkey and it's disgusting.
It's wild.
Marshmallows. Think about it.
I like it.
What other dinner are you going to eat marshmallows with?
I mean, the green bean casserole, yes, makes my plate. Really, the corn casserole does too. But I eat them, but I'm not like... They're not first thing.
That's first thing for me.
They're not first thing or last thing, which is the first, you know,
candied yams.
No.
Honey balsamic glazed Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
I don't have that.
That's not like a normal thing.
That's not at my Thanksgiving.
It's on delish.com.
That is not a normal Thanksgiving food.
Green bean casserole bundies? Bundles.
Bundies?
Cauliflower stuffing, get out of my face.
Ew.
I'll
throw up at the Thanksgiving dinner table. On the table.
Don't do that.
I will.
What if turkey is the most overrated?
I think it is.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing why I think it's not.
Okay.
I used to be on Team Turkey's overrated. I thought turkey is low-key the worst part of the meal, and it's not good. However, I have gone to a Friendsgiving where they deep-fried like
the turkey. Yeah. I bet it's good.
Phenomenal.
Yeah,
phenomenal. Best thing on my plate. But I'm afraid to do it. I won't.
I've heard people lose their homes.
Because you can easily, if it catches fire, I mean,
you're dead.
It's on fire.
So forever. You can never put it out.
You can't ever put it out and your hump's gone.
That's an eternal flame.
Yeah.
So, but it's very good. It worth the risk, in my opinion.
We get a smoked turkey from gobblegobble.com. Mm.
Yeah? It's and they good. Just throw it in the oven, heat it up?
Yeah. How do they ship it?
They ship it on ice. What is it called?
Dry ice?
Dry ice. What is wrong with me?
Turkey. Yes. Turkey on ice. It's one of my favorite drinks.
It's delicious.
Turkey. I'll have a turkey on ice.
It was one of Oprah's favorite things.
What was turkey on ice?
Gobble gobble.
Turkey on the rocks.
Turkey on ice is like Disney on ice or something. Just put a bunch of turkeys out there.
It'd actually be quite entertaining.
It would be entertaining.
But
it'd be like the puppy bowl.
It would be. I love the puppy bowl.
Yeah.
Turkeys on ice. Dark meat or white meat?
Dark meat.
White. What?
White meat.
Why are you acting outraged about white meat?
I'll get some dark. I'll have some.
If you're eating turkey, dark meat is just juicier. It's better.
I don't agree. I like
white meat is. Oh,
I get this
so dry.
I get white meat. I get two thirds white meat, one third dark meat. Well, dark meat can be bony.
Yeah, if you get bones.
Well, yeah, you got to pick out the bones.
No.
Well, it can be bony. Hey, guys, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @NickHodge_, who says he doesn't have a question. Well, he wanted to say thanks for the whole crew for making Down to Dunk Night such a great time. He actually does have a question.
Oh.
Will there be another one? Emoji face. It looks like it is crying and laughing.
Yeah, I think there will be another one. It was great. Thanks for attending, everyone that attended. It was great. Super great. Hey, if you want that photo, I'll send it to you. All you have to do is send me your email. Okay? Send me your email address. I will be sending the email probably next week. So get me your email by next week. You can send it to me on Twitter, or you can just email me at dtdpodcast@gmail.com. If you are attending and you would like to have a copy of that photo, I will send you the original. And you can have it too. So,
and if you weren't there, but I want to feel like you were, email them and then Photoshop yourself in.
Yeah.
It'd be quite easy, actually.
Yeah, it would be.
Hey, guys, let's move on.
Cheesy rice casserole. What's it called?
Broccoli rice.
Broccoli rice casserole. Love it.
It's good.
It's really good.
It's casseroles.
Rated well.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Here's the thing. If I could set up my plate.
Yeah.
Half of my plate, green bean casserole. A quarter of my plate, broccoli rice casserole.
What?
The other quarter of my plate, some mashed potato. You know at KFC you can get those bowls that have all this stuff mixed in?
Yes.
I'm basically doing that the other quarter of my plate.
That's such a bad thing.
That's the only time you eat those casseroles. I can eat mashed potatoes 360 days of the year.
Mashed
turkey,
potatoes.
Eat it whenever I want. Green bean casserole is just not around. Broccoli rice casserole, it's not around.
You could
around.
Make it any... That's the thing. That's why it's not good, because people aren't making it all
That's why mashed potatoes, it's transcended. That's how you know that it's...
Saying, yeah, it's true.
That it's great.
They're good.
Mashed potatoes is
green bean casserole is never...
Green bean casserole takes a lot of work. That is a complex flavor you're putting in your mouth. That takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of love.
Here's the thing. Stuffing is the best part.
No.
Yes, it is.
It is good too, but also has not transcended.
It is not transcended. However, I don't, it makes it special to me because it's only available.
It's funny how you allow it to be special to you, Thanksgiving, but you, Christmas. But you it's think that green bean casserole is just,
well, thanks.
Thank you for calling out this
green
hypocrisy.
Bean casserole.
There's a green bean casserole that you can make in 25 minutes.
Wow. It probably doesn't taste right.
It's called Best Green Bean Casserole.
I can call...
It has 1,000 reviews, 4.6 stars.
Wow.
Send me that.
Your argument of it takes a long time to make...
The best ones, you know.
This is the best. The best.
No, this green. Is... I'm talking about the bestest.
It says best.
I'm talking... Green Bean Casserole makes up maybe like 10% of my plate.
Look, I have a joke.
0% of my plate.
Uh-huh. I agree with that. It's not good.
No, I wasn't saying... Don't agree with me. I was giving
Taylor just made... Taylor actually has all these negative things about Creamy Casserole, but he's afraid to say them because of the backlash. Let's go to our next Twitter question. And it comes from at Bangelope, who wants to know, where does Giddy rank as far as the best passer in the league? I'll tell you where he ranks in my heart, number one.
I really do think he's already a top 10 passer.
There's he's broken through to where it's like you're going to see on Twitter a good Giddy pass probably once per game.
Every game.
Like
it's happened every game.
Where he can just like scoop it and just like laser it to a guy who like is just set up for a great shot. I mean, it's awesome. It's
passes that most guys can't make. He makes a lot of them and guys miss because he's on the Thunder. But if they get a big man that can catch and roll to the rim, that guy is going to just feast. If they got like a Clint Capella type of big guy eventually, like he would absolutely feast. Because like in the pick and roll, like he operates like very, very few players.
And he's so tall and his arms are, I wonder, are his arms longer?
I don't know what his wingspan is.
Because I feel he plays like impressive. He has very long arms. And I feel like he doesn't have very long arms. He's just good at angles. He has a geometry is his thing. You know what I'm saying? His basketball IQ, if you had to describe it in one word.
Angles.
Epectomologist.
Yeah, he actually has shorter, his negative wingspan.
Negative. Oh my God, his arms are inverted?
His hands are just barely sticking out.
Actually, when you see where his arms are, actually his left and right arms are actually like his left is his right and his right is his left because they are inverted.
They're reversed. It's negative.
It's crazy.
Wow. That's
you should see. Yeah, his thumbs are upside down.
Is that why he's actually the one of the best? That's passers? Why he can do some
crazy passes. Yeah.
That's why his shot's kind of struggling.
6'7" wingspan is what. NBA.com says.
Wow.
The first question for Josh Giddey on Google is: Josh Giddey actually good?
Good question.
The answer: yeah, he's good. He's actually. Is he great yet? Has he gone from good to great?
What is Josh Giddey good at?
It's because they had that thing where the person gave him like his problems and his negatives were basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Poor guy. He's good.
He's shown the haters.
He is.
He's shown the haters.
Is he a better passer than... Because we went over this on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Did we include Ben Simmons in that or no? Because he's not playing.
I haven't seen him play.
Yeah. We don't know if he's still good at
Kyrie,
passing.
Kyrie, not on the list either. Yeah. Not playing basketball. Sorry, guys. This is what happens when you don't play.
Josh Giddey gets ahead of you.
Josh Giddey is way ahead of you on the best passers in the NBA.
Wow.
Because he's actually passing the ball this season.
True.
Another thing, you know, I'm going to be passing in about a week.
A poop.
No, stuffing around the table.
Sorry, I was going for... That's usually where this was going.
That's no. What I thought he was going to say, too.
Gross. Hey, guys. Are you miffed and are you peeved?
Miffed.
Miffed.
Miffed. Miffed and peeved.
This doesn't look right.
It says it's the best.
I can tell by the picture this is not the best.
Hey.
Yeah, I thought that too.
I'm miffed.
Yeah.
It's just very stressful selling a home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I'm very, I don't have a home right now.
Yeah.
All my stuff is in a box. I don't know where the box is.
Yeah.
I know where that is, but I don't know where it's going. They pick it up and they set it somewhere.
Wow.
And then my home is empty.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Are you living on the streets?
I don't want to talk about it. But I'm living in Stillwater for right now and then sort of at my parents' house. I can stay anywhere I want, though, but that's where I'm staying.
Are you Elman, the street lawyer?
Street law.
Street law. Price a lot of street law. No home.
Street law. How is that a class?
I didn't take street law because of that. Thought, what is that talking about?
Oh, you were like protesting it?
No, I just didn't take it. It
was a class in high school, and it was just about getting a credit. That's what it was all about.
Street law.
Because it was it like laws about like driving?
I don't think so.
What did you learn from it?
I didn't take it either. I can't imagine anyone learned anything.
Was the teacher a lawyer? I don't believe so.
No. What do you mean?
Are you sure?
What was his name? Well, I could be a lawyer, or I could just go teach street law.
Street law to the kids.
His name is Coach Helms, if I remember
correctly. No. Wasn't it
Randy?
Randy Helms.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yours and ours could have been different. You know, we're older.
I know, but I really thought that my guy was like, that was the reason that there was street law, because he was such a prolific street teacher.
Street.
He knew the streets.
Yes. Yeah, man of the streets, man of the people. The L man.
That's me. Walk the mean streets.
Man.
All right. Next week, I don't think we'll have a Friday podcast.
The heck we won't. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be eating your leftover stuffins.
So look out for that to not be there.
The heck we won't. I'm going to come over here and be eating all your green min casseroles.
Luke wants to come eat your stuffins.
Come and eat your stuffins. Get out the waffle maker that I brought back and borrowed 2 years ago and kept for a year.
Ruined it. Absolutely ruined it.
Ruined it.
Green bean casserole.
It made me the Mickey Waffles.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Imagine a Hot Pocket with green bean casserole in it.
That is sick. That is so
That's
sick.
Gross.
Imagine you could make a pretty good Thanksgiving Hot Pocket with turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing. And you know what? I think I would put cranberry sauce in that one.
That would be acceptable.
That would be pretty good, huh?